Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Bulletproof Mascara by Bethany Maines, performed by Renee Rodman. To Janae. Prologue. Canada. After the interview. "Excuse me, Nicole?" asked the man next to her at the bar in a voice like Jack Daniel's whiskey. "Would you care to be my wife?" Nicole Lanier looked up from the depths of her vodka martini-drenched misery. The man was holding her passport, plucked from the debris scattered by her purse when she had flung it down in fury on the hotel bar. She had noticed him earlier, despite her headlong rush to become an alcoholic. He had been speaking into a cell phone, his back to her, a solid wall of well-tailored gray suit. His voice set at pissed-off growl. He flipped her passport closed and held it out to her with a friendly smile. "It's Nikki," she corrected, dazedly smiling back at him. "Nikki," he said with a nod. His eyes were a warm, dark brown, sleepy yet observant. She tried to guess his ethnicity. Not quite black or Italian, or Hispanic or white. Not quite anything in particular, but maybe a lot of everything. "The question stands. Would you care to be my wife?" The question didn't make any more sense the second time around, but it sounded good coming from him. "Sorry?" asked Nikki, uncertain if she had heard him correctly or if the vodka was just now hitting bottom. "Just over my left shoulder, there's a man out on the terrace talking to a man in golf clothes." Nikki wondered if he had escaped from the group home. Brushing an errant red curl back behind her ear, she leaned to her right and looked through the tall windows of the hotel bar. There was, indeed, a pair of men on the terrace, one in a navy suit, the other covered in an obscene amount of plaid. She returned her gaze to the stranger with a questioning look. "Yes," she prodded, one of her eyebrows raised in a way that made her strongly resemble her father when he was being sarcastic. It was a look her mother hated. "His name is Gerard Sarkashian. He's a very big man in shipping and a very important asset to my company. When he's done talking to the man in golf clothes, he's going to come in here, shake my hand, and ask to meet my wife. So why don't you introduce..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?